Well, a 14-year legal battle over circus elephants is over. The Humane Society and other groups filed lawsuits against Feld Entertainment, the parent company of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey, alleging abuse of Asian elephants. A judge ruled those suits frivolous. The animal rights groups are now paying out millions to Feld. And because the case was settled, the question of animal abuse was never decided. Undaunted, Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran is pushing a bill to restrict the use of animals by traveling circuses. He is chair of the Congressional Animal Protection Caucus and joins us now. And Congressman, isn't this ruling a setback for your cause?
It's not really a setback. The conclusion was fairly predictable. The judge ruled that the animal welfare groups did not have standing to bring the case. That the issue is still alive. I don't consider it a defeat. It's a bit of a setback, but it's not one that we couldn't have predicted.
Well, it also isn't the first loss. Previously, if it was discovered that a circus worker named Tom Ryder was being paid by animal rights groups to testify, and then it was found that he was lying about his charges of abuse. And again, you say that there was a legal technicality here, but just on the face of it, here's a case in which a judge says claims of abuse in a lawsuit are frivolous. The public interpretation is going to be, oh, animals are not being mistreated.
Well, I think all we can do is to present the facts. They use these bullhooks, whips, metal pipes, kicks to the head. That's how they get them to perform. And we have any number of cases where we have seen that the animals have been confined for, in some cases, 98% of their life in a small little cage.
And, well, in fact, you can go to the PETA website.
Yes.
And you can see videos of elephants being horribly treated, hit by these bull hooks for no apparent reason. And we know that Feld Entertainment, we should say, was fined. They had a record fine in, I believe, 2011 for violating the Animal Welfare Act. So there is that on that side of the equation. And it's also interesting, we're reading just today of David Balding. He was the man who produced circus shows. He was in the 2011 documentary One Lucky Elephant about his relationship with the elephant Flora. And he decided, just what you're saying, because he loved this elephant, he could no longer have her in a circus. He let her go into an elephant sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things you're talking about. But what do you say to, for instance, Feld Entertainment's
yes.
claims that, first of all, they're building an animal compound on their property in Florida for animals to live when they're not touring? And they also say, and other circuses do as well, animals in the circus are making children aware of animals. They're helping to preserve them for future generations, helping people appreciate them. What do you say to that?
They should be aware of wild animals as they normally function in the wild. Their perception of an elephant or a lion or a tiger should not be standing on their hind legs and bouncing a ball.
Well, Congressman Moran, do you think you have any chance of passing your animal protection bill restricting the use of animals by traveling circuses?
It's not impossible, but I know that there's a lot of resistance to it. We can't give up because the animals can't speak out for themselves.
Congressman Jim Moran of Virginia, he's filed a bill to restrict the use of animals by traveling circuses and is chair of the Congressional Animal Protection Caucus. Congressman Moran, thanks so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.